This is Greg Corumbus of Radio America reporting for WorldNet Daily. My guest at this time is former Louisiana Governor and Congressman Buddy Romer. He is now planning to run for President of the United States, although I guess that official announcement hasn't happened quite yet. But we want to talk to him about the issues that have gotten him very interested in this race and more than likely to jump into the fray here in the coming days. And Governor, it's great to have you with us.
It's good to be with you and talk about what's right and what's wrong with America. There's some of both.
Absolutely right. Well, the phrase that has been linked to your campaign is free to lead. The biggest concern you've had in these early days is what you believe is a special interest control of money and therefore over the direction that various issues have gone from what happens with Wall Street, what happens with energy, and so forth. How do you plan to tackle that?
Well, head on. I'm not fancy. I'm not a finesse guy. My observation, I'm 67. I'm old enough to know what to do, and I'm young enough to get it done. I'm the only guy thinking of running who's been a congressman and a governor. And for 20 years, I've built from scratch independent Main Street community banks, all profitable, more than $1 billion in value, and not a penny of bailout money. So that's who's talking now. I believe that over the last 30 years, Washington, D.C. has become a boom town. No matter what America was doing, Washington, D.C. did just fine because that's where all the lobbyists went, sent by the multinational corporations and the special interest to hand out checks to politicians. I don't care what they say. They line up to get the money. I mean, the President of the United States, our leader, supposedly reformed the bank system, didn't do a thing, then went to Wall Street 2 weeks ago and picked up checks from the bailed out banks at $35,000 a ticket. It is a disgrace. And I believe that if you look carefully at the fundamental issues that affect America, the lack of new jobs, the lack of high-paying jobs, they've all been shipped overseas, the lack of manufacturing jobs, the addiction to oil from the Middle East, a federal budget that spends $300 billion a month and borrows $120 billion of that from our competitors, an immigration policy that has never taken place, a tax code that you cannot read. You just name it, whatever you want to name. It all comes back to special interest money. And if you don't believe me, look at two bills. One I've already mentioned, the bank reform bill of last year under President Obama. It didn't change too big to fail, did it? And that's what brought us to our knees. It didn't add capital requirements as a bank got larger, did it? It didn't re-establish the Glass-Steagall Act that worked in this country for 70 years to regulate banks, did it? It didn't do those things because the big bailed-out banks didn't want it. And they're the ones financing the president. And the second example, and I'll shut up, I promise, is health care reform. I'm a diabetic. I've been a diabetic for more than 40 years. I have an insulin pump, and for years I gave myself 5 shots a day. I'm in good health. I'm in good shape. It shows you the quality of the American medical system. All these complaints about health care are not about its quality. They're about its cost. So the president correctly, I believe, said he would address health care if elected. And what did he do on the cost? Nothing. The three biggest costs to health care include pharmaceutical costs. They were protected in the bill. Not one change was made. The second cost is insurance. They were excluded from change. Not one change was made. And the third cost was tort lawyers. Maybe 5, maybe 10% of our health care costs have doctors doing tests they really don't need to do. They're just protecting themselves from a lawsuit. Guess what wasn't mentioned in health care? Tort reform. I don't want to give a long speech, but you ask me what the issue is, It's money and politics. And here's the way I handle it, straight up. $100 limit, no PACs, every name reported. And I'm going to try to go across this country and talk one person out of 100 to give me $100, and I'll have more money than John McCain and Mitt Romney did 4 years ago, and I'll win the primary. Then I'll face the president, challenge him to 7 debates, 1.5 hours on 7 different subjects, from foreign policy to immigration, and I'll ask 2 Americans out of 100 to give me $100, and that's $600 million, and we'll whip the president.
Former Louisiana Governor and Congressman Buddy Romer, now a Republican candidate for president in the year 2012. To catch the second half of my conversation, as the governor touches on his thoughts on creating jobs, reducing the debt, coming up with a much better energy policy, and so much more, please look elsewhere on this website. I'm Greg Corumbus of Radio America, reporting for WorldNet Daily.